Hello.
Hello. I am Aleph Opinion Research, a national public opinion firm. We're talking with people in California today and would like to ask a few questions on a confidential basis. For quality control purposes, this call may be monitored or recorded. Before we begin, could you please confirm that you're not driving and that you're in a place where you can talk safely?
Yeah, I'm at home.
Thank you so much. Now, let me ask you this. In which state do you currently live?
California.
In which county in California do you currently live?
Fresno.
Thank you. Of all the personal telephone calls that you receive, do you get all or almost all calls on a regular home phone, a cell phone, and some on a regular home phone, or?
No, just the cell.
Or cell, okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. And are you or is anyone in your household employed by newspaper,
no,
television, or radio station, political party, or by a candidate,
no,
for political office?
Retired.
Thank you so much. Now, just to ensure we have a representative sample, first, in what year were you born?
1941.
Thank you so much. And what is your main racial or ethnic heritage?
Caucasian.
Thank you. And what is the last grade you completed in school?
College. BA.
Thank you. And getting started first, do you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden is doing as president?
Joe Biden? No, I do,
yes,
not approve.
You do not? Okay. And would that be somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Strongly.
Thank you. Next, do you approve or disapprove of the job Gavin Newsom is doing as governor?
Disapprove. Strongly.
Strongly? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. And if the election for state assembly were being held today, for whom would you vote? The Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate from this district?
Republican.
Thank you. Next, I would like to read you a list of names of different people active in politics. For each one, please tell me whether you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of that person. If I mention,
mm-hmm,
someone you don't know too much about, just tell me and we'll go on to the next one. First one is Kamala Harris.
Disapprove.
So would that be unfavorable impression of that person?
Yes.
Is that right?
Unfavorable.
Okay.
Unfavorable. Very.
Yes.
Yes.
About Joanna Garcia Rose.
Don't know her.
And would you say that you don't have an opinion about her, or you have never heard?
I don't know who that. Never heard of her.
Okay. About Donald Trump.
Favorable.
Thank you.
Extremely favorable.
And last, thank you. About Esmeralda Soria.
Oh, unfavorable.
Thank you so much. Moving on, which one of the following issues is most important to you personally when deciding which candidate to vote for state assembly? I'm going to read you a list. Just let me know which one or just one of them.
Okay.
First one is inflation and the cost of living, homelessness, climate change, education, border security, abortion, health care, taxes, jobs and economy, crime and public safety.
Border security.
Thank you. Thinking ahead to the November election on a scale from 0 to 10, 0 means you're not at all interested, and 10 means you're extremely interested. How interested are you in the November election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices?
10.
Thank you. Next, if the election for president was being held today, for whom would you vote? Kamala Harris, Democrat, or Donald Trump, Republican?
Donald Trump.
Thank you. And if the election for state assembly was being held today, for whom would you vote? Esmeralda Soria, Democrat, state assembly member, or Joanna Garcia Rose, Republican, auditor, mother?
I have to vote for the Republican.
Would that be probably Garcia Rose, Republican, or definitely Garcia Rose, Republican?
Definitely.
Thank you. Moving on, well, you said the economy is headed in the right direction, or is it pretty seriously off on the wrong track?
Wrong track, seriously.
Thank you. We are halfway. Thank you very much for your time, for your patience. Next, over the last few years, do you think the level of crime in your community has decreased, increased, or stayed the same?
No, it's increased significantly.
Thank you. On a different topic, have you ever voted for a Republican candidate?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, I would like to read you a few statements that you might hear about Joanna Garcia Rose during a campaign. After I read each statement, please tell me whether it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for her for state assembly. First one says, in the assembly, Joanna Garcia Rose will write a law banning politicians from trading stocks and making other investments with the information they learn while in public office. Would that make you more likely or less likely to vote for her?
More likely.
And would that be much or somewhat more likely?
Much more.
Thank you. Next one says, as a professional auditor, Joanna Garcia Rose can find corrupt politicians, tell the public in law enforcement, and put the corrupt politicians in prison where they belong. Would that make you more likely or less likely to vote for her for state assembly?
Much more likely.
Thank you. Next one says, Joanna Garcia Rose supports mandatory prison sentences for meth and fentanyl dealers and one strike life in prison for sexual predators who molest children. Would that make you much more or less likely?
Much more. Much more.
Thank you. Next one, to make California more affordable, Joanna Garcia Rose supports eliminating all taxes on food, clothing, gas, and other everyday items. Would that make you more likely or less likely to vote for her?
More likely, much more.
Thank you. And last one says, Joanna Garcia Rose is a professional auditor who will go over state spending line by line and tell the public about whatever waste, fraud, or corruption she finds. Would that make you more likely or less likely to vote for her?
Much more.
Thank you very much. Now that you have heard some more information, if the election for state assembly was being held today, for whom would you vote? Esmeralda Soria, Democrat, state assembly member, or Joanna Garcia Rose, Republican, auditor, mother?
The Republican, Joanna Rose.
Thank you. We're almost done here. Thank you again for your time, for your patience. Next, I would like to read you a few statements that you might hear about Esmeralda Soria during a campaign. After I read each statement, please tell me whether it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for her for state assembly.
Okay.
First one says, Esmeralda Soria supported a measure to raise taxes on Valley residents, and then 2 months later, she voted to give herself a 20% pay raise. Would that make you more likely or less likely to vote for her?
Much less likely.
Thank you. Next one, while families struggle to fill their grocery carts and put food on the table, Esmeralda Soria voted to give those in the country illegally hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of taxpayer-funded benefits. Would that make you more likely or less likely to vote for her?
Much less likely.
Thank you. Next one, Esmeralda Soria traveled to Sacramento to demand that the legislature raise the gas tax. The legislature agreed on now you pay more for food, groceries, and gas because of it. Would that make you more likely or less likely to vote for her?
Much less likely.
Thank you. Next one, Esmeralda Soria supports an extreme agenda in California that includes a complete government takeover of health care that will raise taxes and Medicare as we know it, and result in Californians being kicked off their private health insurance. Would that make you more likely or less likely to vote for her?
Much less likely.
Thank you so much. Next one, and we're almost done here. Says Esmeralda Soria voted to give herself taxpayer money to pay for her political campaigns. This money could go toward negative campaign ads or even some of Soria's personal expenses. Would that make you more likely or less likely to vote for her?
Much less likely.
Thank you. And last one says politician Esmeralda Soria has been under FBI investigation multiple times for issues ranging from unethical and corrupt spending of taxpayer money to land deals involving someone she was romantically involved with. Would that make you more likely or less likely to vote for her?
Much less likely.
Thank you so much. Now that you have heard some more information, if the election for state assembly was being held today, for whom would you vote? Esmeralda Soria, Democrat, state assembly member, or Joanna Garcia Rose, Republican, auditor, mother?
Rose, Republican.
Thank you so much. I have just a few questions for statistical purposes only, regardless of how you may feel today. Are you registered to vote as a Democrat, Republican, or something else?
A Republican.
Thank you. And do you consider yourself a strong Republican or not as strong?
Strong.
Thank you. Generally speaking, do you consider yourself to be liberal, moderate, conservative on most issues?
Conservative.
Thank you so much. And would that be somewhat conservative or very conservative?
Somewhat conservative.
Thank you. Next, on the issue of abortion, do you consider yourself to be pro-choice or pro-life?
Pro-life.
Thank you. Some people feel so strongly about an issue that they will vote for or against a candidate on that basis, regardless of the candidate's stance on most of other issues. Will you or will you not vote for or against a candidate based only on their position on abortion?
Probably vote against.
Okay, thank you. And regardless of how you feel now, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election, Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Donald Trump.
Thank you. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation tonight.
Okay.
Have a good
evening. Bye. You too. Thanks. Bye.